Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. And for those of you who have been listening patiently and waiting patiently for that phone number to possibly win those products, we're going to give that out in a second. Brenda B., what is it that we have? We have Boswellia, I understand, via the Solgar 7 product or the SAM-E product for people that get a choice today. Is that right?
Yeah, they get a choice today.
Okay. So we'll be giving first two callers, and each of them can get a choice between the Boswellia, which we'll talk about in a minute, or the SAM-E product. The number to call in, 727-754-2900. Again, 727-754-2900. If you get a busy signal or a message, just call right back because we'll have the first caller on the line. That means, and you could still be the second one. So again, 727-754-2900. And you can always check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com or stop by our store to take a look at directly at some of these products that we're talking about today. We are located at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor.
You know, I mentioned Boswellia, and I wanted to go one step further with that, that there's actually, you mentioned the Solgar 7 product. What they do is what I wanted to talk about is they actually concentrate the boswellic acids, especially one called 5-loxin. That's a specific boswellic acid. And it's a patented concentration, and they actually have been showing improvement in joint pain and discomfort in 7 days.
They're allowed to put that on the box because they have a real life study that's proved that. So
right. And so they're the only company out there that will do that and say that you'll get improvement in 7 days. That's why they call it Solgar 7.
Ah, there you go. There's the reason.
So it's the specific form of that boswellic acid.
Again, very good for joint pain and discomfort. Now, Brenda B., up to this point, we've spoken about the SAM-E product.
Mm-hmm, very good.
We've spoken about Boswellia a little bit.
And we spoke about curcumin.
Yes, the curcumin as well.
Which is also very good.
And what other items do you have on our list?
Well, you know, a lot of people know about glucosamine and chondroitin. You know, when that's probably one of the first things that people will come in and ask about. And when we ask them a few more questions, then we realize that they really need to reduce that inflammation. So we'll suggest some other things. But glucosamine and chondroitin can be helpful. I mean, those are two building blocks that are, you know, major components of joint cartilage. So it's important. They will help rebuild that joint cartilage where chondroitin, you know, it's part of the structural component there, and it adds that resistance to compression is what it does. So certainly taking the glucosamine and chondroitin is very helpful. It usually takes like 3 months of taking it consistently to really start seeing some results. So don't give up on it. And that's the thing. It's more, you know, you won't see results right away. But if you take something in addition to that, that will help reduce that inflammation associated with joint pain and stiffness, then that would be helpful on top of the glucosamine and chondroitin.
And I've seen so many studies out there, and especially speaking with orthopedic doctors, that show that you need constant pressure on the joints, some kind of movement, some kind of pressure, some kind of doing something in order to get the joint cartilage to constantly want to rebuild. And we see that in several scenarios. One is, you know, people who have been bedridden for a long time and go to stand up, you can't just stand up very easily and the joints start to hurt and the cartilage starts to thin. We've also seen that in astronauts who go up for long periods of time that they start to lose that joint cartilage and because there's no pressure on the joints. And so that's one of the reasons that you'll see like those NASA films where they put the astronaut on the treadmill and have that band around there, the rubber bands that hold them down to the treadmill so they can jog while they're in a weightless environment to get that pressure on the knee so that you can help maintain a healthy joint cartilage even out in outer space. Very important to always get that mobility
moving. Doesn't
affect
most of us. Outer space like that, but
no. But the point is, if you're bedridden,
if we have any astronauts listening,
they already know what to do. But the people who are bedridden, you know, sometimes you just stay in bed too long because you're sick and you've been in bed for more than 10 or 12 hours, and you go to stand up and your knees are like, oh, what's that?
Well, some
on?
People get that just from sleeping overnight. They wake up and that's when they get the joint pain and stiffness.
Right, and that's why you need that.
Mostly in the morning.
Now, one of the other things that was good about the joint, good for the joints, is the hyaluronic acid, and that's very important. That's a fluid. That it's in the body naturally, but what you want to do, especially with the meniscus, I mean, sometimes people will go into, let's say, an orthopedic doctor, they'll get an x-ray and you'll see that there's some decreased joint space in the knee and that the meniscus is starting to decrease in its normal size, and hyaluronic acid injections will help to sort of get that joint fluid back to its normal level, help get that padding in there for the fluid restored to its normal level so that people feel better. Now, some people say, I don't want to get a joint injection. I don't want it in my knee. So a lot of times what the medical doctors will do is they'll say, well, you can take hyaluronic capsules, but it's going to take you longer. So you go on to a health food store, for example, Gulf Coast Nutrition, and you go on in and you ask for hyaluronic acid capsules, and we have those in stock on the shelf. You just have to take them for a longer period of time for the hyaluronic acid to get back into your system, back into your joints, to help cause that fluid padding to be built up to its normal level again.
Now, you'll see that a lot with glucosamine and chondroitin. You'll see the hyaluronic acid in a
combination
formula.
Yeah, a lot of times now, people are adding companies are adding glucosamine and chondroitin for people to take along with hyaluronic acid, along with MSM in there as well. And by the way, for those of you who might be allergic to shellfish and don't want to take the chondroitin, there are formulas that just have glucosamine or vegetarian glucosamine, as it's called, by itself without the chondroitin in there. Can be very helpful to do that.
That's because you mentioned that that's usually found from shellfish, right?
Yes, yes.
Now, you know, one of the extra benefits, if you do take hyaluronic acid, it not only improves, you know, joint comfort, but over time you'll actually have the benefit of younger looking skin.
Yes, there are now.
Because it's very good for hydrating the skin.
It is, and there are actually hyaluronic acid creams now that you can put on your skin because they've found that that really helps reduce the wrinkles and really help improve the.
I've been using one.
Yes, I've noticed.
Haven't you noticed?
Yes, I have actually, yes. And it really does. It works well to rehydrate the skin. So even if your joints are doing fine, or you say, you know what, I want to do a combo, I'm going to do it for my joints and for my skin. We have both of those over at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
I don't think he really noticed.
I noticed. Yes, I did.
Now, what about MSM?
MSM, yes.
Because you see that a lot with glucosamine and chondroitin as well.
Yes, the methyl sulfonyl methane.
I'm glad you can say
it's
that.
It's a hard name to know. That's why everybody just calls it MSM. End of story. There we go.
Yeah.
But we do have that there as well, yes.
Now, they're seeing that MSM reduces joint pain and inflammation as well. The claim, it contains sulfur, which the body needs to form connective tissue. So that's why you'll see it. You want to form that connective tissue. So you'll see that it does help with osteoarthritis and those type of things. You usually have to take quite a bit of it. You know, so you'll find it in some formulas, but a lot of people will take MSM just by itself.
Right, and that's one of the interesting things about these formulas. You have to know why you're taking some of these. Some of these formulas, like the glucosamine, the chondroitin, some of this MSM, you're looking at building blocks for your joints that take time for the joint to rebuild, whereas certain things like SAMe that decreases inflammation can help with pain more quickly. Boswellia helps with pain more quickly.
So and make turmeric, sure,
turmeric,
right, it
yes.
helps quicker than...
Right, for pain, but not necessarily a building block for your joint. So you
right.
want to divide these out into what your joints need as building blocks to help with long-term maintenance versus those things that are designed for pain control.
Right, pain and inflammation.
Yes.
So those are two things you want to do. You want to help rebuild and restore, and you want to reduce inflammation mm-hmm. and pain. So sometimes, yes, that can be two separate supplements.
And Brenda B., what is the great thing we hear about nowadays for gout that people have been coming into the store talking
cherry.
About? The tart cherry juice.
The tart cherry juice is very
yes.
good for reducing
Absolutely.
Gout. Now, again, that has to do with the uric acid levels.
Yes, the crystals that build up in a joint. And if for somebody who has been diagnosed with gout, you want to watch out as far as things like the red wines, the red meat, certain types of cheeses, and definitely tart cherry juice. We've seen just almost, I don't want to say magical, but really very fast acting
Quickly.
In some cases, very fast acting. And it also comes in capsule form as well. But for some reason, we just seem to have seen that the juice seems to work very well.
Well, it gets in your body a little
yes.
quicker, I believe.
Now don't run to the store and grab a supermarket and grab something that's full of sugar. We're talking about an actual tart cherry juice concentrate that is all natural with no added sugars in it.
Right.
Very big difference between that and some company that I'm not going to name that waters it down and adds a lot of sugar and high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
So
certainly a lot of things that you can do. Come by and see us at Gulf Coast Nutrition at the corner of Alderman Road and Alternate 19 in Palm Harbor.
And you can also
we'll be happy to help you with any of these supplements.
Yes. And by helping us with those supplements, your tune-up, Brenda B.
Yes. Don't forget to call and schedule your free tune-up. Again, that's free tune-up And that's where you come in with all the supplements that you're taking, and we'll help evaluate them, see if you're taking the right things, high quality, whether you're doubling up on things that you don't really need to, where we can save you some money, that type of thing. It's always good to save money. So we'll help you do that.
And also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com on the internet. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Bye now.